1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the National Republican Party says she considers Wednesday night's debate in Milwaukee the start of the general election, not just the Republican primary.
It's not often that you get the entire American public looking at your message, looking at your candidates, and having an opportunity to put forth your policies that will right the ship of this country.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. So was Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Former President Donald Trump says he won't be in Milwaukee Wednesday night. Moore says it might not matter.
I just think that it'll be difficult beyond the president's base to really encourage regular Republicans to support him.
Candidates have until tonight to qualify to be on the stage. So far, 8 Republicans have qualified. Meanwhile, President Biden's campaign is running $25 million worth of TV and internet advertisements in Wisconsin and 7 other states. WisPolitics reports the ads highlight the Biden administration's economic accomplishments. The ads will run for 4 months in Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Some of them will target Black and Latino voters. It's the 3rd significant ad buy of Biden's reelection campaign. A case of tax evasion reveals exploitation of Wisconsin workers. Drywall contractor Gustavo Reyes was sentenced to 18 months in prison last week. More from Mike Moan.
Rob Kale of the Construction Business Group says it goes beyond hiding income from the IRS. Reyes was considered a labor broker who served as a middleman between larger project contractors and those hired to work on sites. Kale notes that Reyes's actions align with bad actors in the industry.
They'll just create multiple LLCs to keep evading tax collection. They will label every single person working for them, who clearly are their employees, but they'll label them all as independent contractors.
He says workers become exploited in the process because they're paid in cash and are excluded from full wages and benefits. Unions say payroll fraud convictions for the trades are rare in Wisconsin. I'm Mike Moen.
People in northern Wisconsin are suing over PFAS contamination. Stella is just outside Rhinelander. People who live there accuse 3M and the local paper mill of spreading waste in farm fields that contaminated private wells. The family say tests showed PFAS levels 20 to 40 times what the state considers safe for drinking water. And parts of Wisconsin are experiencing the hottest weather in Wisconsin so far this summer. Thursday and Friday are shaping up to be especially bad. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A trial date is set for a man accused of killing 2 Green Bay women last January. 49-year-old Richard Sotka will stand trial for the alleged killing of 58-year-old Rhonda Sigelski and 53-year-old Paula O'Connor. Both women were stabbed to death in an Eastside duplex. Sotka was linked to the crime through the use of an electronic monitor he was wearing that was issued for a restraining order for a previous incident. Police say he left the scene and cut off the monitoring device. Authorities tracked him down in Arkansas thanks to GPS on his car. The trial will start in March of 2024. A Door County man who had been missing since August 17th was found over the weekend. 63-year-old Daniel Crissel suffers from dementia and Parkinson's disease and had walked away from his Sister Bay home Thursday around 5:30 p.m. Daniel was found around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday and is home safe. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers remain division leaders. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are now ranked the 10th best team in baseball in the latest power rankings released today, ahead of the Cubs and Reds. At number one is the Braves, followed by the Dodgers and the Orioles. The Crew is also still in first place in the NL Central, 3 games ahead of the Cubs, who are in Detroit tonight for a game against the Tigers. The Reds now in third place, 4 games behind. The Brewers finish a 3-game sweep of the Texas Rangers with a 6-2 win to wrap up their road trip trip where they won six of their last nine. Pitcher Adrian Houser got the win and was asked what it's like going up against a veteran like Max Scherzer.
Oh, it's awesome because you know you're going to get a good game. You know, that guy's a professional over there, you know, future Hall of Famer, and you know, he's going to go out there and compete. You know, it's going to be a good game to come watch too.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers held practice over the weekend. Now, classes at UW-Madison don't begin until September 6th. The Badgers' new head coach, Luke Fickell, says that gives him a little more time to get his team ready for the football season.
So we've got a chance this next week to give him a day to relax a little bit, but then be able to use this next week where we can still kind of be in some camp mode, where we can keep him here. We can do some things later at night because they don't have school and things. So I think this is going to be another big step for us to kind of shift gears into another little phase of what we're doing to still grow, because we know we got a long way to go with a lot of things we've got to get better at and do and come together with.
NFL Patriots rookie defensive back Isaiah Bolden doing better today and following the league protocol after being carted off the field Saturday night in that game against the Packers that was suspended. The Packers' final two training camp practices open to the public are tomorrow and Wednesday. Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love will play this Saturday in their final preseason game against the Seahawks. LaFleur asked, does he need to see replays on the new Lambeau Field scoreboards sooner before he throws a challenge flag?
Yeah, I think it needs to be up there right away. Obviously, there's times where you want to hold it when it's not in your favor, and that's part of the home field advantage.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Big Monday, big week ahead. And it's a happier, happy hour rolling into it. Your calls, they're welcome here at 844-967-2789. And Dom, I got a number for you. $200,000 bail or bond for the former president in Fulton County, Georgia. It's the first time I've seen his bail number quantified. Have I missed the others? The first time I've seen a public bail figure, part of the negotiated surrender settlement for the former president. I've got Holly Bailey over at the Washington Post. A little of the coverage, Dom. Dateline Atlanta. Hot Atlanta this week. An Atlanta area judge approved on Monday a $200,000 bond for former President Donald Trump, who is expected to surrender later this week on charges that he and 18 allies illegally conspired to try and overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
That sounds bad when you put it that way.
The bond agreement, Dom, known as a consent bond order, sets strict rules for Trump's release. He's not going to be able to meet the rules, is he, Dom? We'll get to some of those in a minute. The former president is not allowed to communicate with witnesses or co-defendants about the case, except through lawyers, and he is barred from intimidating witnesses. That's going to be a problem. Or co-defendants.
Also,
that's what he does. He intimidates people. He is also, Dom, forbidden from making any direct or indirect threat of any nature against the community or to any property in the community, including in post on social media or repost a post by others on social media. The defendant shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him to be a co-defendant or witness in the case or to likewise obstruct the administration of justice. That's also kind of his thing, Dom. It is the first of Trump's four criminal indictments where the former president has been asked to post bond.
Oh, see, you didn't miss him, Crudy. It didn't happen before. I think the guy's a flight risk, man. You better post some bond.
Dominic, the agreement says Trump may post bond his cash I'd take the cash version. I wouldn't allow Trump. There would be one option, cash.
Oh, yeah. Here's my IOU. It's my marker. Huh? Come on.
Well, through commercial surety, what is he getting that from Deutsche Bank or through the Fulton County Jail's 10% program, where the arrestee pays 10% of the bail through a plan administered by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office?
Get your money up front.
So that's kind of like going to what, the bond? He's going to have a bond guy? Do you think he's going to go to Fulton County and try to get by on $20,000 down, Dom?
I mean, it's Donald Trump. Of course he is.
Trump has been told to surrender at the Fulton County Jail by noon on Friday for processing, but the document does not specify when Trump will travel to Hotlanta. By reaching this agreement, Trump avoids an initial court appearance in the case, but he is expected to appear at an arraignment hearing coming in the coming weeks. And the agreement was approved by Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee and posted on the court docket Monday afternoon, shortly after Trump's Georgia-based legal team met with the Fulton County prosecutors to negotiate terms of release and bond in a sweeping racketeering case, Dom. It was signed by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and Drew Findings, Marissa Goldberg, and Jennifer Little, Trump's Georgia attorneys. So Trump, he's got a bond agreement. He's waiting to what, surrender in his fourth jurisdictional indictment, like 91 in all, Dom. And this one is the most restrictive. And I'm already seeing it being speculated widely. The man's not going to be able to meet the terms.
Of course. No, he can't.
Of his bond agreement. So I would ask you, Dom, and the audience at large, 844-967-2789. What specific action, speculative, of course, because we won't know until it happens, but what action do you think Donald Trump will do to get his ass thrown in Fulton County jail awaiting trial? What will get his bond revoked? I'd like to hear it from you, 844-967-2789.